That time of the week where we find out what he's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire Council District with Mayor Morris Collison. Morris, you're looking well this morning.
Looking well every morning. Best time of the week.
It is, actually. Thank you very much for popping in. Now, at the meeting the other night for the council, the DPOP has been adopted.
Yeah, council adopted the DPOP, the Delivery Program and Operational Plan. And in there, you'll find that we're trying to put an additional $2 million on top of the 3.4 that's in the budget at the moment for road maintenance.
Yeah.
So that'll bring the road maintenance up to 5.4 million. My 9 years on council and way before I got on council, it's always been rural roads or roads throughout the Shire.
It's what everybody's been talking about, even with the by-election.
Definitely, and it's right. And we've just come to the stage now where we're falling behind on our rural road maintenance.
Yep.
And this is the only way we can do it, and hopefully this will get through when we go out to the community for feedback and, start off afresh and try. And it's not going to fix all the roads immediately.
No.
But give us some time and, we've got no options.
Hopefully see some progress in that area.
Definitely.
All right. Coming up this Saturday, it's the opening of the new Morris Collison netball courts. Is that what we're calling them?
No, they won't be called the Morris Collison netball courts, but they'll be called the Bill Rose netball courts.
Oh, all right. Okay. Fair enough.
Down at the Bill Rose complex, it's looking beautiful.
Yeah.
As you know, the cricket fields down there, the new cricket nets and...
Oh, they're fantastic. Yeah.
The new playground equipment that's down there. And now the new netball courts right near the playground equipment, it looks great. It's tremendous. They were well and truly out of the use-by date. They were worn out. And looking forward to the opening this Saturday at 11:30 down there, and hopefully they'll have a bit of a play on the netball courts and open them up, and for years to come they'll be there.
I plan on speaking to Nat, the president of the Scone Netball Association, on Saturday for my sports show, just to get all the atmosphere down there. You going to be down there cutting the ribbon on it?
Yeah, be down there with someone on Saturday, and look, I'm looking forward to it. They're a great bunch of sports people in the town, and they love playing it, and it's great to have that new facility.
It is, and so quickly done. Like, we were only speaking to Nat at the beginning of the year, and the decision hadn't even been made, and now it's been the old ones ripped up, the new ones are down, and it's ready to go. I love it when something happens quickly, don't you?
Look, I do. It's not always easy, but I certainly pushed for it back some time back. I think the netball season starts very, very soon.
Yeah, this weekend.
Well, this weekend it starts, so yep. That was the push.
Yep.
And a great believer, if you've got the funding to do something, let's get the plans done and get the funding spent and let it open for the community.
All right. Last of all, with the Scone Horse Festival coming, a huge concert. We've been talking about it here in the station on the Thursday night, the 6th of May. You're looking forward to that?
Yes, the Shannon Nolan Dragon. Yes, I am looking forward to it on the 6th of May between 6 and 8.
Yep.
Look, I just encourage people that this is a great facility down at White Park. And when we built it, it was more than just horses and camp drafting and cattle. It was a facility that was going to cover a lot more. And, of course, this program was cancelled last year.
Yeah.
And it's on again this year. So I ask people, please go down and support it. It's a family-orientated system. So take a cushion with you, sit up there and enjoy it. And,
You will. Hurry up and get your tickets because they're moving really quickly as well. Just get in contact. Well, chase up the council website. You'll find all the details there for the Shannon Knoll and Dragon concert. You've heard us speak to both of those artists in the last couple of weeks, and we've got a golden ticket to give away. But don't rely on that. Hurry up and grab your tickets. Morris, I'm sure you'll be down there. I'm looking forward to going to the concert myself, mate.
I'll catch up with you there.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you.